Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, this evening. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. Meanwhile, an event is also organized in 50 selected Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, including Dimapur. Union Minister of State Independent Charge of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chowdhury, will attend the event at KVK Dimapur, where he will interact with the farmers. PM Kisan scheme launched on 24 February 2019 to supplement the financial needs of all land-holding farmers subject to certain exclusion criteria of higher income status. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. During the meeting, Shah asked for strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and harmony in the state. The minister directed to take strict action as per law against those committing violence. He said that the Home Ministry will soon talk to both the groups, Meitei and Kuki, so that the gap between the two communities can be bridged. Home Minister Shah said central government is fully committed to ensure the security of the people of Manipur. He directed State Chief Secretary to ensure proper health and education facilities for displaced people and their rehabilitation. Nagaland government has constituted a fact-finding technical team to examine in detail the construction of the ongoing Kohima Mau National Highway 2 road. The team would be headed by the Chief Engineer PWD National Highway as convener, the District Administration representatives, Executive Engineer PWD NH Kohima Division, and three representatives from concerned NGOs as members. In a notification issued by the Nagaland Works and Housing Department on June 15, stated that the team will assess and examine whether the ongoing construction of the road is as per the detailed project report or contract agreement. It will have to investigate all aspects of work quality and safety audit, as well as find the reasons for the undue delay in the completion of the road project. The team will also look into any other relevant issues as deemed necessary and fit. Additionally, it directed the Executive Director, P. National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, Kohima, to provide all relevant documents, DPR, and records as sought by them. While the General Manager, NHIDCL, of Kohima Mau Road was also directed to accompany and assist the team during the site visits. Further, the team, after examining the issues raised by SAPO and SAYO in detail, will complete the work and submit a report within 3 weeks from the issue of the notification. Meanwhile, following the proactive steps and intervention by the state government to resolve the matter, the South Nangami Public Organization, SAPO, appealed to the South Nangami Youth Organization to temporarily withhold the proposed highway's traffic closure. SAPO expressed appreciation to the state government for the constitution of a fact-finding team to investigate the ongoing construction of the Kohima Mau Road project. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will keep the Rai Bareilly seat and vacate Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will fight from Wayanad Lok Sabha in Kerala. Kharge said that the party has decided that Rahul Gandhi should retain Rai Bareilly seat since it is close to the Gandhi family. The Department of Telecommunication has initiated targeted actions to protect citizens in response to the reports of fraudulent activities involving mobile numbers in electricity KYC update scams. Ministry of Communications said the department has directed all telecom service providers for Pan India IMEI based blogging of 392 mobile handsets misused in cybercrime and financial frauds. It has also directed them to re-verification of 31,740 mobile connections linked to these mobile handsets. The ministry said failure in re-verification will result in immediate disconnection of reported numbers and blocking of associated handsets. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.